today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Do you like going to concerts? Do you like going to the movies? Maybe you like going to your favorite city to view the sights. Some people love amusement parks and rides. Have you ever been to a symphony? Have you ever viewed a large stage? Have you ever viewed a stage play? Did you need a ticket to get into the above mentioned? Yes, each one of the activities above requires a ticket to enter or participate. For each one of the events or activities mentioned above, you can purchase your ticket at the venue or online. Getting a ticket to an event is just a fingertip away now. What happens if you lose your ticket? Can you still get into the concert? What happens if you left your ticket at home? Can you still get into the movies? What if you shared with the ticket counter at the amusement park that someone is bringing your ticket to you? Would they still allow you to go in? I believe we could answer no to each of the aforementioned. The same holds true for getting into the kingdom of God. You must have a ticket. The big difference is your ticket has been purchased for you. Your ticket is waiting on you to accept it. The owner purchased your ticket for you, and no one else can use it. It was purchased especially for you. Jesus paid the price. The only thing you have to do is accept your ticket by accepting him as your Lord and Savior. In John chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, it is written, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.' Nicodemus said to him, 'How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?' Jesus answered, 'Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Your ticket to enter the kingdom of God is to be born again, the spiritual birth. Have you given your life to Christ?'" This is Jesus having a discussion with Nicodemus about how to see and enter the kingdom of God. Get your ticket today. Get your ticket today. Give your life to Christ. Accept him as your personal Savior. He is waiting for you to accept your ticket so you can enter the kingdom of God. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.